This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
You're listening to One More Round. I'm Chad Hasty. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Earlier today on the show, we took a look at the White House and Democrats who have decided to go through, and they're going to refocus a message for 2014. Why? Because Obamacare is not very popular. They don't want to concentrate on Obamacare. They don't want to talk about Obamacare. They want to pretend it doesn't exist. Why? Because polling numbers aren't very good for Obamacare, and you've got midterm elections that are coming up soon. Instead, the White House wants to talk about income inequality. Now, what is that? That's the minimum wage. That's what the Democrats want to talk about, because that's what's going to get their base all giddy about 2014, about the midterm elections. According to Fox News, the Obama administration has set the stage for a push that could rekindle the cries of class warfare, calling for a renewed long-term unemployment benefits, 99 weeks to stay unemployed and you still get benefits, that must be nice, a minimum wage increase, and a campaign against what Democrats call income inequality. Ahead of his multi-week holiday vacation, speaking of income inequality, I don't know how many people get to take a multi-week holiday vacation, get to leave their wife behind for an extra week in Hawaii, but, you know, that's what the president gets to do. So, it's a little bit of income inequality maybe right there. Before the break, Obama had called on Congress to follow the lead of 14 other states that actually hiked their minimum wages. He wants the federal government to do the same for the federal wage. This is what the president had to say. We know that there are airport workers, fast food workers, nursing assistants, retail salespeople who work their tails off and are still living at or barely above poverty. Okay, let me pause right there. If you're really working your tail off, can you really live below poverty or just above poverty? I know that there are hard workers out there who maybe don't make a lot of money. I know there are people who have had unfortunate circumstances where they're living in poverty. But if you're really working as hard as you can and you're living in poverty, maybe there's something else going on in your life. Maybe, I don't know, you can't budget. Maybe you're spending too much money on frivolous things. Maybe you're spending too much money on Netflix when you could save that money. Yeah, it's only 10 bucks a month. But you know what? 10 bucks a month for some people's just enough. Just enough to pay for a little bit. Listen, you don't have to waste money. And we live in a society where people don't know how to live within their means. It happens to everybody. Look, one time I was a college student and I was excited when I would end the month or the paycheck era, you know, a little paycheck every 2 weeks with $100 in my bank account. I was excited about that. But I was in college. I mean, I would love to sit around and go, oh yeah, I always saved money. But there was a point in my life where I didn't save money. Now, we'll save money. We set a budget and we know what we can and can't spend money on. And I think a lot of you, many of you out there, probably do the same in your family. Many people out there who are living in poverty or close to poverty have made bad decisions in their lives. Not every one of them, but many have made bad decisions, and that haunts them every single day. Now, some of these decisions are as dumb as buying a brand new Mercedes when they really can't afford one, or going out and biking the newest pair of Air Jordans when they really don't need them, or maybe they go on a shopping spree every couple of days. You don't need to do that. Maybe some people, you know, they're only working in fast food only for about 20 hours a week, thanks to Obamacare, and they decide to go and have 6 kids. Probably not the smartest of ideas. They probably should have known that they're not going to be able to support 6 kids on one person's part-time salary. Of course, I guess with extra government benefits that kick in, it's not that bad. See, here's the problem in the country. We don't have an issue with the minimum wage. In fact, I'm in favor of getting rid of the minimum wage altogether. Let businesses decide what employees are worth. Now, I know Democrats out there, they'll flip their lid about this and they'll say that, you know, the evil American corporate businesses will take advantage of workers. If that's true, the workers are either dumb to stay there or Well, they're doing something really, really illegal there. My thing is this. If you get rid of the minimum wage, then corporations get to decide exactly how much an employee is worth. Some employees may only be worth $7 an hour. Other employees might be worth $15 an hour. It should be up to that business to decide. Now, that's not ever going to happen, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that. But you could raise the minimum wage to $30 an hour, and you would still have poverty in this country. You would still have those who are lazy. You would still have those who don't know how to set a budget. And you would still have those who throw money down the drain. You're not going to be able to solve that just because you raise the minimum wage and make Democrats and other folks real happy that you're talking about income inequality and the rich versus the poor in this country. There will always be rich, and there will always be poor. Even though Rolling Stone magazine touts communism to the millennials, yeah, go back and Google that if you haven't seen it. We live in a capitalist society, as much as Democrats don't want to admit that. We have to take responsibility for our actions, and we have to take responsibility for the money we make and for the money we save. Now, I know the president doesn't want people to feel as though that they are not having as much fun as some others. He wants everyone to be equal. He wants everything to be fair for everybody. But remember, our parents used to say life isn't fair. Mr. President, maybe you should think about that every now and then. Remember to follow me on Twitter, at Chad HD Radio. That's at Chad HD Radio on Twitter. And you tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. I'm Chad Hasty, and this has been One More Round.